We come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
We're
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we will praise you for the rest of our days. Yes, Lord, yes. We lift our hands in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah for the great things he is doing. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. We praise you, O God. You're worthy. There's none like you, Lord. And we magnify your name on today. Hallelujah. I feel like praising him. I feel like giving God the glory. I feel like giving God the honor. Hallelujah. I feel like giving God the praise because he is worthy. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you today. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name today in the sanctuary, God. Hallelujah. We just thank you and we praise you for being God. Just because of who you are, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we praise your holy name and we worship you today. We thank you, Lord, for being God in our lives. We thank you for the opportunity to come together for this 1 hour of worship. And, Lord, we just ask that you would bless our time together, oh, God. Oh, God, let your will be done during this hour. Save souls, change lives, set the captives free. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for what you've already done and what you're about to do. Hallelujah. Here, right here at the NCCM online campus, Lord, we thank you for what you're about to do. We praise you for each and every person, oh God, that will partake of this service, God. We ask that you will bless their lives greatly, mightily on today, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we just worship you on today and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done and is doing in our lives. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. We welcome you on the behalf of my husband, Pastor Anthony, and myself and the New Creation Christian Ministries Church family. We welcome you to our online service on today, our noonday service. We ask that you just delight yourself in the Lord during this hour. Let the Lord speak to you. Let the Lord speak mightily to you because he has some very specific things that he wants to say to you. So we just thank God for the ability to come together and hear a word from God, to hear from God. So we're ready. The pastor's here. Pastor Emily is going to bring forth a word from the Lord, and I'm excited about that. And we're ready to hear from God. So right after this song, this worship song, we're going to be hearing the word of the Lord. So prepare yourself to hear the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. So right after this song, the next voice that you hear will be that of our very own pastor, Anthony Simmons. Hallelujah.
High and low, still couldn't find nobody, nobody great, nobody great, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Nobody great, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find no.
Nobody greater, nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater,
nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater,
nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody. Lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on, nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater than you.
Word of God, because he said his word will not come back void. I pray that you are relying on the word. I pray that you are meditating on the word of God. Hallelujah. He gave us instruction in the name of Jesus. Jesus told us through the word of God and God the Father that we ought to walk in the Spirit.
Yes.
If we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. He also called us to walk in love. I'm here to tell you, if you're walking in the Spirit, you are walking in love. So we need to love one another. Amen. Our brothers and sisters in Christ, and love the unlovable today. He called us to live by faith and not by sight. Through his word, he said the just, that's you and I, the righteous, shall live by faith. Finally, he tells us to pray without ceasing. We ought to pray for ourselves first and foremost. Pray for our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, and pray for our world. Pray for your neighbor. First two commands, love God and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Hallelujah. So get your Bibles ready. Come on and journey with me, amen, to that 37th Psalm. We're going to speak from the 37th Psalm today. Hallelujah. Psalm chapter 37, beginning at verse 1. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have your iPod, iPhone, or your Bible, turn to the book of Psalms if you can follow. Chapter 37, verse 1. And let us hear what God is saying through the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 37, verse 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Verse 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. My, feel God already. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall. Somebody say he shall. He shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth the righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Verse 7 is one of the things we're going to emphasize today. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Jump very quickly, a couple of more verses to that 23rd verse. We're still in Psalm 37. Look at verse 23. Hallelujah. Look at verse 23. The steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord, and he delight in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I just want to speak to you very briefly. Hallelujah. Are you on the road to victory? Today I want to talk about the road to victory. Jesus says during the Sermon on the Mount, I think it's around Matthew chapter 7, he says, enter in at the narrow straight gate. For wide is the gate that many are finding, but that road leads to destruction. He says, go through the narrow gate, which is straight, which is a tight area. He said, but that road, that gate, leads to life. And the Bible instructs us through the psalmist that we ought not to be envious of those who look like they're getting by, those who look like they're getting over and look like they're on easy street, those who look like they're doing everything but serving God, and it look like they're prospering. It look like they're having the life that they want, and they're living it up. But I'm reminded, even as I think about the Psalm in 72, where he says, I was almost envious. Then I made it to the sanctuary. and I got a perspective of those who are not serving God, then I begin to pray for them. Because there is a judgment, and we need to recognize that we ought not to be envious of the world. Those of you who find yourself on the right road, you're believing the word of God. You're trying to live by faith. You're praying without ceasing. You're trying to love, and you're trying to change the things in your life that are ungodly. You're trying to please God and serve Jesus and allow the Holy Spirit to reign and rule in your life. I'm here to tell you that God will bless you. Just like in our natural world, we have a wonderful technology through that GPS in our cars or the portable one that we carry in our automobiles. And my wife and I, we get excited because even when there's a roadblock or there's construction or we have a misturn or we somehow lose our way, that thing put us right back on the right track. And then as you're approaching your destination, it says arriving at destination, and you know that you're there. And that's a word for somebody today. If you stay on the road, do not envy those who look like they're living it up. God shall bring it to pass. The Bible says in this psalm that although sometimes we fall, although sometimes we fail, although sometimes we make mistakes, I'm here to challenge you today to get back on the road to victory. Get back into your place in your local ministry, your local church. Dust yourself off and begin to pray again. Put the business proposal back together and allow God to fulfill his purpose and his passion in your life once again. Let this psalm encourage you. Because he said, I've been young, and now I am old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken. And I'm here to tell you today that God will not forsake you. Hallelujah. Know that God will not forsake you. He is with you. And the Bible says, though that man or woman fall, he shall not utterly be cast down. I remember Les Brown, motivational speaker, say, if you can look up, you can get up. And those of you who feel down today, know that if you can look up to heaven, you can get up and get out of any situation. I was sharing with my wife the other day. I woke up kind of heavy. Our youngest daughter, Kayla, is going through a little challenge in her young life. And the next day I woke up, because we don't want our children to go through anything. And I woke up a little weighty, and I wouldn't say I was worried, but some of y'all might say I was worried. I was a little overly concerned. And I told my wife, I prayed, and I did what I know to do. And by the time I knew it, I was back in the spirit, back to believing God, back to rejoicing in the Lord. Four things I want to start with right away out of this psalm. It says that, glory be to God, I'm getting happy. It says in that 37th psalm, verse 3, trust in the Lord. God, do we need to trust God today, people of God? Beloved, put your trust in God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. The word says, in all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your life. He'll show you what to do. Sometimes we don't know the next step to take. God will show you if you put your trust back in him. Many believers are falling away from the things of God. We're starting to walk in doubt and unbelief, where we're starting to second-guess ourselves and second-guess God. And I'm here to tell you, walk by faith. Believe God. If he has given you a vision, if he has given you a mandate or a ministry, stay with that thing. Because the Bible says if we trust God, he shall honor our trust. He'll bless those who have blessed him, and he is faithful to those who are faithful to him. Then that fourth verse says, delight thyself in the Lord. That's another thing I did when I felt a little weight on my life, a little weight on my shoulders. The dread of the Lord got to be your strength today. Let me say that again. The joy of the Lord has to be what you rely on for your source of strength today. Can you praise God privately? Oh, I'm helping somebody right now because I'm helping myself. Can you praise God privately? Sometimes we find ourselves being conditioned by the contemporary church of our day, and if nobody's on the organ, nobody's on the drum, nobody's on the piano, there's not a praise and worship team before us, there's not a choir singing, we find ourselves having trouble getting a praise on our list to praise our God. But I'm here to tell you that you owe God a praise. There should always be a praise stored up in your life. He has done too much for you. Even if you're listening to this broadcast right now, that's a reason to praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The psalmist says, delight yourself in the Lord. Find yourself happy in the Holy Ghost today. Find yourself delighting yourself in the things of God. Because when you do that, this verse says he goes on to give you the desires of your heart. I don't know about you, but I want my desires met. The desires of my heart, I want them met. I have a lot of things I'm looking to God for. And if God don't do it, it won't get done. So I delight myself in God, and you should delight yourself in God. And when you do that, the Bible says that God will give you the desires of your heart. Are you having desires today? I told our church on Sunday or last Wednesday, it is just amazing what God can do with the desire. Unfortunately, some people in our day don't want to change. They're ungodly, they're living unholy, their life is all jacked up. They're watching all this nonsense on TV, and they're saying, at least my life is better than that. Reality TV, at least my life is better than that. No, compare your life to the Word of God. Allow that to be the standard of you that you measure yourself by. Because there go I, but by the grace of God. I preached a message in our service on Sunday, but by the grace of God. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, church, you're going to get through what you're going through today. By the grace of God, he's going to heal your body. By the grace of God, in due season, he's going to send you your spouse. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, he's going to pull you up out of debt and cancel every debt. By the grace of God, your ministry and your church is going to take off and be effective in the earth realm. By the grace of God, he's going to heal your body and heal your mind and heal your broken heart. But by the grace of God, the Apostle Paul came preaching grace. And a lot of his Jewish brothers and sisters had a problem with that, trying to make people live a legalistic way of life. And Paul came preaching grace. And I share with our ministry, and I want to share with you today, if you have a pencil or pen or paper, or please memorize it, write these six words down. By grace, comma, through faith, comma, in time. By grace, through faith, in time. Hallelujah. Paul writes to the church at Galatians. He say, who bewitched you? Who tricked you? You didn't get saved by what you did. You didn't inherit paradise in heaven by works. He said you were saved by grace alone, through your faith and believing the word of God. And that's why you were saved. And beloved, people of God, that's how life works. If you are a Christian, it's by God's grace you're going to get what you believe in God for. And it's through your faith. Because it's impossible to please God without faith. And if you walk in faith, God will honor your faith. But this is the part that trip us up. In time, that Kairos time, and the timing of God. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. When you're waiting on God, he'll renew your strength. So wait on the Lord. Don't mess up your witness because you do not want to wait. Hallelujah. I don't know who that's for. Don't get ahead of God. Don't mess up your witness because you do not want to wait. Verse 5, commitment. Commit thy way unto the Lord. And the Bible says to trust also in him. This word commitment is something that my wife will tell you and those who know me. I try to live out commitment and obligations and try to be loyal to the people I need to be loyal to. I try to be committed to our church and our church family and the things that God called me to do. There was a time in my life where I was not obligated. I did not commit. I did not try to be loyal. But God changed my heart, and I pray that God changed your heart. It's a good thing to be loyal. It's a good thing to walk in integrity and be honest and have character. It is a good thing to be faithful to God and be faithful to what he called you to do. Those of you who are married, be committed to that marriage. Those of you who are married, be faithful to that wife. Remain faithful to that husband. Be faithful to those children that God gave you. Those of you who are part of a church, be committed to your church. I need to say that again. I said we have that eeny, meeny, miny mo mentality in today's church. Be faithful to your church. Help your pastors. Help the vision that God has given your leadership, the one that's pouring into your life and pouring into your ministry and strengthening you on a weekly basis. Be committed to that house. Bring your gifts without repentance to that house. If you're on a praise team, sing. If you're a prayer warrior, pray. If you're a trustee, count the money honestly. If you're a preacher, minister the word of God, but be faithful and loyal and committed to that house. Be committed to your family. Be committed to your cause today. The Bible says, commit yourself to the Lord. We have a lack of loyalty and a lack of commitment in our day, and it bothers me to the core. But I want to be one with the help of God and try to live my life being committed to the things that matter. Don't let the devil get you off track today. Are you on the right road? If you're on the right road, stay on that road. If you find yourself in a hard place, the Apostle Paul said we're pressed on every side, but we're not forsaken. We are cast down but not destroyed. We are hard pressed, but we're not in despair. Where we're in trouble, there are problems, but the Bible says we still have hope. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're on the right road, God will honor you. And the point I need to make today, as we go on with this, verse 7, one of the things I want to emphasize, it says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Are you resting today? Are you resting on the promises of God? Are you believing the word? I tried to go into that state of worrying and that state of anxiety, and we have to be honest with ourselves. Oh, in the world we're living in, this economic crisis that don't seem like it's going to lift, the way churches right now, sometimes the tithes and offerings are down because people have lost jobs. So sometimes it's hard if you go to the supermarket. Those of you who are trying to put gas in the tank and put food on the table, you understand the cost of living is enormous. You understand it's hard to make ends meet in the times we're living in. You understand that is a sacrifice in this area of money to remain faithful with your tithe, with your offering. But I'm here to tell you, if you honor God with your substance, the Bible says honor God with your first fruit, and he'll put plenty in your barn. I told my church, and my wife recognized that I celebrated 25 years of employment with FedEx, and I thank God. For 25 years, he has kept a steady income so I can provide for my family. Because for you men who are listening, we are called to be the priests. That means the spiritual leaders in our home. We are called to be the providers. That means we are the ones that should be working and allowing a roof and food over our head and food to be put on the table. And finally, we are called to be protectors. I have a wife, I have a daughter, and I'm going to protect them. I have two sons, and I'm going to protect them. I have an older daughter, and my job is to protect her. So I want to protect those that God has given me care over. And men, you are called to be the priests, providers, and protectors of your home. I don't know why I went down this road. And you are called to affirm the women in your life. You are called to give them attention. You are called to give them affection, the women in your life, those of you who have daughters and those of you who are married. Women love attention. Women need to be affirmed, and women need affection. And we know what men need, sex and respect. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Men need sex. Men need respect, for those of you who are married. For all men desire respect. That's why these young men out here are doing ungodly things to one another, because they feel as though they're being dissed, and that's challenging their manhood. But men need to be respected at all times. That's why the Bible says, reverence your husband. Submit yourself to your husband. But as I begin to close out this message, I just wanted to look very briefly. I pray you're being blessed today at the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 1. The Hebrew writer is talking about how we need to rest on the word of God, how we need to believe the word of God. Hear the word of the Lord. Let me bring a few points from this, and then we're going to close out. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. I don't want to come short of the rest that has already been allowed to you and I. The children of Israel, many of them fell short, with the exception of Caleb and Joshua. They did not enter in the rest. They did not walk into what God already ordained. Please hear God. He has already opened the door for you. Paul said, a great door has opened for me, but there is great opposition. Just because the door is open, trust me, there's opposition. Trust me, the enemy don't want you to go through that open door. That's why he's fighting against the church growing. That's why he's holding back the resources you need to do ministry. That's why he's doing everything in his power to allow your people to become double-minded and to not be loyal or committed to the work that they God know they called them to. Because he knows there's a door that God ordained from you to walk in through the foundation of the world. Verse 2 says, for unto us was the gospel preached. Watch this. As well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. In other words, the Bible says they got the preached word, but it didn't profit them. I pray that the preaching of God is profiting you today. I pray that as your pastor preaches, as the man or woman of God that you sit under, as they preach the word into your life every week, I pray that you are profiting through that word. The Bible says that the word did not profit them because they did not mix it with faith. I said it earlier, we got to put our faith into practice. As one of the teachings that the Lord has allowed me to bring to New Creation Church family, we need to put our faith into practice. Faith without works is dead. Don't be afraid to fail. So many people are afraid to fail, and I heard someone say it that if we're not willing to fail, we're not willing to succeed. You got to be willing to fail in order to be willing to succeed. How many of you have learned a great deal of wisdom from the things that you failed at in life? My wife and I tell you, this is our second and final marriage. Divorce is not an option with the two of us right now. Till death do us part. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, cleave to his wife, and we're doing everything in our power to cleave to one another. But we had a divorce before, and people are looking at that as a failure. But I learned so much from my first marriage. I learned not to do certain things over. So don't be a fool and continue to do the things that God is trying to show you that is wrong and got you into the predicament that you're in today. That's why we need the help of the Holy Ghost. Because we can't live holy on our own. We can't stop fornicating, and we can't stop lying and gossiping on our own. We can't do what God has called us to do because of the great opposition without the help of the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us. David said, I encourage myself. And he did that because the Spirit of God was with him. He put on the ephod. He came to God. And then he said, I encourage myself. And sometimes you got to do that. You got to look to the hills which cometh your help. Your help does come from the Lord. So you need to profit from this preaching. The book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 3 says, watch this. For we which have believed, do enter into his rest. In other words, those of us who believe, we do enter into his rest. As I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And the place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Verse 6 is what I want to close with today. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of their unbelief. Please believe the Bible today. Believe the word of God today if you're on the right road. You will arrive at your destination. The Bible says that they saw themselves as grasshoppers, and they did not enter into the promise that God had given them, of the promised land flowing with milk and honey. They died in the wilderness. My wife wrote a book, Don't Die in the Wilderness, and she's about to reorder that and get an inventory of that again, because that book will bless you. Do not die in the wilderness. And she said, there is a purpose on our lives, and we can't die when times get hard. We can't give up when everything is coming against us. We can't throw in the towel, although it looked like we took a TKO, one on the chin. We're not knocked out. So you might need a standing eight count, those of you who know boxing terms. That means you need time to regroup. You need time to get your head clear. He hit you with a sucker punch. He caught you with a left hook. He caught you with a jab. And that's how the enemy is. He sucker punches us. He sneaks us when we're not aware of it. And some of us need that standing eight count. We need time to regroup and get ourselves together. But once you stand back up, it's on. Like Paul, you continue to fight that good fight of faith. So stay on the road, people of God. Trust in the Lord. Commit your ways to him. Delight yourself in God. Rest in the word of God. And he said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor their seed begging bread. It shall come to pass what God has ordained for your life. So be encouraged today. Be encouraged today. Many are going through a lot. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But God delivers us out of it all. My wife and I have prayer concerns, and I'm sure those of you who tune into us, New Creation Church, who come to hear word from the Lord, you have challenges in your life. But I'm here to tell you, we rely on that word. My wife and I look to this word. Even with our church family, the Bible says, let he build the house. They that labor, labor in vain. We rise up early and we sit up late. My wife will tell you, I sleep. I go to sleep. Because I'm trusting God. I'm resting in that word. And she has the ability to go to sleep. There's so many people you might be listening today. You have anxiety. You have worry. You have trouble sleeping. And God is saying, you're not doing what this man of God is saying. You're not resting on my word. You're worrying yourself sick. You're rubbing your hands together and you're stressing yourself out. And God is saying, don't worry about tomorrow. There's going to be enough worries on Thursday. We're in the day of Wednesday. Just come into today. So I pray that this blessed you today. Read Psalm 37 for yourself. Read Hebrews 4 for yourself. And allow yourself to be delighted in the word. Allow yourself not to be the example that we had before us of those who died in the wilderness. I want to be the one to step into the promise that God has for my life. So I pray that you were blessed today. As I hand it back over to my wife. Honor God, and God will honor you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Are you on the road to victory? My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the road to victory. My God, we're going to make it. I'm telling you, you got to tell yourself, I'm going to make it. I'm not going down. They might have to give me a standing eight count, but I'm like Pastor said, I'm getting back up. I might be knocked down, but I'm getting back up fighting. Somebody got to make that declaration on today. Hallelujah. God's already, it's already done. is already done. God has already fulfilled what he has preordained for your life. The door is already open. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word today. Trust God. Delight yourself in the Lord. My God. Hallelujah. Commit your way to the Lord. Rest in God. Rest. My God. Hallelujah. Know that God's already done it. He's already worked things out on your behalf. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. I feel like running, Pastor. I had to mute myself. Hallelujah. And I was just, that word was just coming in. Did not our hearts burn as you broke the bread of life, as you preached the gospel? Hallelujah. To let us know that Jesus, my God, is the answer to every problem. Hallelujah. He already paid the price, and we can rest in that, knowing that it's already done. My God. Hallelujah. Such a high priest. My God. A high priest as Jesus. We got a high priest. Thank Jesus, hallelujah. And he didn't leave us by ourselves. You talked about the precious Holy Spirit. My God, hallelujah. Let me try to calm myself down. That precious Holy Spirit, my God, hallelujah, who guides us and directs our steps and teaches us the things of God and comforts us and encourages us, even to allow us to encourage ourselves. Pastor, what a powerful word. Thank you so much for allowing the Lord to just use you mightily. We want to pray for those who are stuck, those who feel like they're on the right, wrong path. I first want to pray for those who need to be saved. If you're listening and you need Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, if you're listening by phone, just press 1, amen. And if you're in the chat room and you need to be saved, just say, I need Jesus, amen. And we will pray with you on today, because it's not God's desire that anyone should perish. It's not God's desire. Look, God, we have sent such a wonderful, mighty Savior as Jesus Christ. We have been sent such a wonderful, mighty Savior as Jesus Christ, so that we don't have to live broken, busted, and disgusted, so that we don't have to live defeated, so that we don't have to perish and go to hell, but we will have life, eternal life, and abundant life right here, starting right here. My God, eternal life starts the moment you receive Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So we offer Jesus to you. I see everybody in the chat room looks like they're saved, and everybody on the phone line looks like they are saved, Pastor. And we say praise God for that. We still are praying for souls to be saved on this online campus of New Creation as we have these midweek services. And we're praying for lives to be changed. And we're praying for you guys who come into service on this Wednesday at 12 noon to be edified and equipped in your work that the Lord has called you to do, because we all have a ministry to do for the Lord. So we thank God for you. I want Pastor Emily, Pastor, I'm going to call you back just to pray, to offer up a prayer for those who are listening. Just pray for the people who have the people of God who have assembled in this service today. Just lift up a prayer for us, please, Pastor. Amen. Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you with two or more gather you be in the room. Right now, I pray for those who are listening, those who, Father God, who called during this lunch midday service, in the name of Jesus, that you minister to them, minister to their hearts right now. There's nothing that's impossible for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for these folk that listened in and called in, Lord. You know what they're standing in the need of. You know what they have on your altar. Father God, you know every concern. They want to cast their cares upon you, because your word says you care for them. So right now, Lord, those who are burdened, heavy laden, you said come unto you and you'll give them rest. And right now, somebody going to get that rest tonight. They need to sleep well tonight. They want to have a good slumber, a good sleep tonight. They've been worrying about the bills and worrying about the rent and the car note, worrying about their kids that who is acting crazy sometimes, worrying about their marriage that is going through. Some are even worried about their health and their condition, Lord. But I thank you in the name of Jesus that you give them a peace right now which surpass all understanding, the peace of the Lord. So, Father God, allow your peace to be over your people today. Give us authority, power, and courage, and boldness to move forward in our purpose for your kingdom. Lord, no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper. So I pray for them right now that they pick up their cross daily and follow you. I pray for them right now that they wear the entire armor of God, that no weapon formed against them will be able to prosper. I thank you, Lord, that they're going to pray for one another, that we're going to get the victory in the name of Jesus as we hold each other up in the body of Christ. Lord, minister to your people. those who are discouraged right now in this hour. Father God, send them an encouraging word. Allow them as they read your Bible tonight, as they read your word, Lord, encourage and strengthen somebody today. In the name of Jesus, we call this prayer done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And Pastor, I just want to ask if you would just lift up a special prayer for Grace Orphanage in India, and just pray for the pastor of the orphanage and also of the children. If you would just pray for Grace Orphanage and the children on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Father,
Jesus.
Father, we lift up right now in Greater Orphanage in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Minister right now, Father God, to those children in the name
yes.
of Jesus. You said, suffer the little children to come unto you, for such is the kingdom of God. Those who try to harm children, Lord, they might as well put a millstone around their neck. So right now, we want you to cover our children, assign an angelic, Father God, angel to every child in the name of Jesus that don't have a mother and father. Every child, Lord, that feels alone, encourage them and protect them in the name of Jesus. Guard our children, Father. Put the right care in the right facilities. Allow resources and allow families, Lord, to take these orphans in. Allow the right education to come their way in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, those who are part of this establishment, Lord, encourage them. Let them know that they're doing a good deed, a good work, because you said in your word to take care of the orphans and to take care of the widow. So in the name of Jesus, Father God, bless them. Bless them indeed. Enlarge their territory. Let people give liberally to this organization in the name of Jesus. Father God, we're going to pray for them continuously. And let your word be done in that establishment, that organization, Father God. Send the right help in the right season. Allow those children to be encouraged in spite of their situation in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we pray for that orphanage right now. And we say, Lord, have mercy. We know that your grace is sufficient, and we say, Lord, it is done in the name of Jesus. With man, it might be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And right now, we're asking for your hand to be on that organization. In Jesus' name, we pray this. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, I pray that you all were blessed by the word, because I was blessed. I was blessed, and my heart is burning, and I thank God for the outpouring that came from the loins of the man of God, amen, as he poured down on today. We want to give you an opportunity to give, amen. If the Lord leads you, you know, the word is free, amen. Church is free. Amen. Does not cost you to come into the services. And we just thank God for you coming. As the Lord leads you, we ask that you would sow a seed into this ministry. We thank God. We thank God for all of you who have already sown. We are just so blessed by your giving. And we give you an opportunity every single time we come together. We want to give you an opportunity to be a blessing, so that you can receive even more so of a blessing from the Lord as you give to this ministry. So as the Lord leads you, you can sow a seed into this ministry of any amount, and we'll be certain to continue to pray for you and your family, as we already do. You can sow by going to our website at nccmonline.org, and on the first page, I put a donate button for our online services, so you'll be able just to hit that button, and you can sow through PayPal or credit card or debit card, however the Lord leads you to sow, PayPal or debit card. We certainly don't want you to go into debt. So into the Lord's church, amen, hallelujah. So you can sow that way, and also you can send a check or money order to our location at 87 First Street. We're in Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07206. That's New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07206. We thank God for all of those of New Creation Christian Ministries who liberally give, so that we are able to do this ministry. And for those of you who are going to partner with us, we just ask that you partner with us and pray and ask the Lord how you can be a financial blessing to this ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for your giving. Amen. So I want to make an announcement on this upcoming Saturday. on this upcoming Saturday. For those of you in the New Jersey area, there is going to be a conference, A Woman of Virtue, Proverbs 31, God's Total Woman Conference. And it's going to be at the House of Prayer, Church of God in Christ, 138 Hickory Street, Orange, New Jersey. It says here that men are welcome. It is a women's conference, but men are welcome. Lunch will be served. There's no registration fee, and we are taking a free will donation. The church will be taking a free will donation. Child care is provided. It's sponsored by the House of Prayer Mothers Board, and I will be the keynote speaker. The Lord has blessed me to walk through this open door 2 years in a row. And let me tell you something. The Lord has been pouring into my spirit. I'm telling you, I'm about to burst. I am about to burst with what God has put in my spirit for the people who will come on Saturday. I'm storing up so that I can pour out. I'm filling up so that I can pour out. So we welcome you to come out and be a part of that conference, that one-day conference on this upcoming Saturday, June the 9th. And then we invite you to come out on tonight for our midweek Bible study, 1 hour in the power. If you enjoy Pastor Anthony's teaching on today, his preaching and his teaching, you will enjoy him on tonight as he goes forth to break the bread of life in our Bible study. Amen. I'm telling you, God is moving mightily at New Creation Christian Ministries, the Kingdom Church. And listen, if you enjoy our midweek service, you want to come out on Sunday because, listen, there's no mute. Right now, you can't hear the praise, you can't hear the worship, although I know you're praising and worshiping where you are, but we had to mute the mic so that we could hear the preached word. But I'm telling you for sure that we are on fire. We are on fire, and the Spirit of the Lord is high at New Creation Christian Ministries on the Kingdom Church on location. So if you're local, don't just limit yourself to the midday service. Come out. Come out on Wednesday night. Come out on Sunday, and you will have an experience of a lifetime, I'm telling you. The Spirit, because we are on one accord, and the Spirit of the Lord is just so high. So we invite you to come out. And we say, God bless you. A good God bless you to you as you go. We love you. We thank you so much for being with us. And we're going to have Pastor Anthony give us the benediction at this time. Hallelujah. Thank you. Unless he has something else. Amen. Hallelujah.
No, just my final thought. I had it on a little piece of paper that God put in my spirit. If God allowed it, you can handle it. I just want to leave all of us with that. If God allowed it, we can handle it. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we thank you for the final blessing today, Lord. We thank you for those who are looking to you, that you'll give them peace in the name of Jesus. Lord, may the peace of God go with them. May the joy of the Lord always be their strength as they delight themselves in you. May the love of God be theirs, Lord, as they walk in love in the name of Jesus. Eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into our hearts what you're going to do and what you have prepared for those of us who love you. So I thank you for my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I thank you for the New Creation Church family, the Kingdom Church. Bless them, Lord, in a special way. Lord, we see fruit. We see manifestation. We are raising up a productive people that are prospering and being in good health, even as their souls are prospering. Thank you for stirring up the gift of God in every member, every family, Lord. Continue to bless the New Creation Church ministry. And, Lord, bless those who tune in to this broadcast who have their own churches or their own ministries, Lord. Bless them. And, Father God, allow your word to reign and rule in their lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. So go on back and commit to your church. Be faithful to your pastor. Give your pastor our love, and we will see you next time. God bless you. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Go away. I believe.
you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you. About your future.